Justin?
Lovely. Can't complain, my friend.
Excellent, man. So anybody who's watching this video now will notice that I've got my phone in my hand because this recording will be available for you on Anchor. So if you listen to podcasts for the guys who like to drive. And the reason why Justin and I are together because we would like to tell you guys about an event that's coming up on the 27th of November called How to Buy Property with Little to No Money. And Justin's going to tell us exactly why you should be at the event. Justin, how is it? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Good, man. Good to be here. Owen, I felt in my heart that I needed to start helping people around me because I've noticed that a lot of people still don't know how to get financially free. And I've been blessed enough to have the knowledge from my youth that I feel a lot of people haven't got. And also people will, they'll perish for lack of knowledge.
That's exactly it, man.
I felt it right that we need to start getting people together and start talking about business, start talking about finances, and because life's ticking by.
Yeah, that's exactly true, man.
29 now, I'm turning 30, I can't believe it.
One of the reasons why I also made contact with you was because, yes guys, you're on a bluff, there's helicopters there. Right.
Yeah, it's a real video. Love.
So one of the reasons why I also got in contact with you, because I had an experience a few years ago, in fact I was 19, where I got into a deal, purchased the property, and had no idea what I was doing. Long story short, blacklisted for 5 years. What would somebody coming to the event on the 27th get out of the seminar that would prevent that sort of thing from happening to them?
Well, that's one of the keys I feel before you get involved in anything, especially property. Any large investment, you got to make sure that you got your ducks in a row. You don't want to start involving yourself in stocks or trading. You don't do that without knowing. You got to learn first. So same philosophy with property. You have to get your knowledge base first. And I'd say the best thing to do is always consult with an attorney, a tax practitioner, so that they can educate you on the right ways to go about purchasing your property and the ways of safeguarding it. So in your circumstance, you could have bought it into a trust perhaps. And I know you gave me a bit of background. You could have maybe not purchased it with a certain person. You know what I'm saying? Like I have very key rules. I don't do business with family and friends because you will never act like you would have acted if it was a straightforward business deal. Now there you could have prevented a lot by simply following a rule that cost you nothing.
What is the one thing anybody coming to the seminar on the 27th would take away that is extremely valuable that you can share with us today on this video?
Well, besides the technical sides, I mean, there's a lot to property. You'll never soak it up in one seminar. So we won't be doing this once off. We will host more. But I could say that for myself, I saw property as a long-term investment where you'll be accumulating wealth in your later days. But it didn't make sense to me that way. I can't think of making money one day. I need to live today. I need to eat food now. I need to pay my rent. I want to buy that car that I want. So I thought it best that I relook at the structure of purchasing property. So the traditional property I was always seeing going up is in our areas around 1 million, 1.2. Now you buy that house, you put a tenant in it, you're only getting 8,500 rand rent. Your bonds between 10,000 and 12,000, you got rates, maintenance. Every month you're putting money into it. And people say they're investing. Yes, it is investing. But you're only going to see that money 5 years, 6 years, you'll break even. Maybe some are 1 or 2 years, but that's very few and far between. So I structured a way of making cash flow. Cash flow is essential to any business and more so property. You have to have cash flow. Without cash flow, you're getting stuck in a hole. So the way I structured my properties is if I got a bond of, call it 10,000 Rand, I want to turn over double to triple that money.
Wow.
So traditional guys will get 8,500 for their house. I'll structure the property in such a way that I'll get 25 to 34,000 a month. I will make cash flow every month, 5,000, 10, some 14,000 a month, on top of paying the bonds, management fees, rates, taxes, all of the above. And also putting it in an asset protection structure, which is a trust. A lot of people don't know what a trust is. Best thing to think of a trust is it's its own living person with its own identity number, but you got the remote control. You can drive that guy where he needs to go.
Wow, that's amazing, man. So anybody who would come to the event on the 27th of November at the Bluff Eco Park, will not only walk away with information and knowledge pertaining to property and how you can engage in property and how you can make it substantially lucrative.
That's right.
And how you can generate cash flow. This is for somebody who is serious about life, serious about investing themselves. I mean, the tickets are 390 Rand. And you think about how, yeah, how
we,
many...
We made sure that it was affordable because...
It's really affordable.
The seminars I've been going to, I pride myself in reading books and going to seminars as much as possible because I feel that your head, your brain's your only jail. So you need to open your mind constantly. And a lot of people don't have the access to funds to get to these 4,000 Rand, 6,500 Rand events. So we thought we'd put something together where we're just covering our costs.
Yeah.
We're making enough to invest in the next seminar so that we can help the people around us get ahead in life.
These seminars generally cost, and I went to a seminar recently with a friend of mine. The tickets cost 2,000 Rand. That's how much the seminar costs. We have them marketed for 390 Rand. Really, this is not a reason for you not to come. If you want to change your life and you want to get involved in property, property is wealth. What else is wealth?
Well, I just want to touch on what you're saying about the tickets. I also didn't want to make it free. Because what's the point? If you have a free seminar, people aren't going to pay attention. They're not going to come because they're interested. They're going to maybe loaf out. They're not going to take it seriously. So we need to cover something. We'll bring some light snacks for the guys. We'll make sure the place is looking good. All the guys are there. We're also going to have a few professionals there. We won't name who they are just yet. But we're going to have guys from potentially bond originators, agents, attorneys, so that we can create that network, because it's a team game. You can't go and play soccer with one man.
Yeah.
So same thing with property. I don't know the attorney stuff. I pay the attorney to do it. He's a professional.
Yeah.
I don't know how the agents, how they'll get their properties, all the rest. I allow them to do what they're good at. So now we know we've got all that knowledge, so we want to bring it all in one place and make sure that everyone can have access to this information at extremely low price.
Guys, Justin is from the Bluff. He's a Dublin guy, not some American with some fancy lavish accent trying to paint a picture. That's not reality. This is somebody who is from Dublin, like you and I, somebody who's had the same challenges like anybody else who getting into property would have, and who's willing to explain to the audience and myself as well. That's why, I mean, I've made it clear to Justin many times that I love to get into property, and this is why I'm pursuing this relationship. It's intentional. But he's been kind enough to extend it to the entire city. And if you look at our demographics for advertising, we're focusing mainly on Dublin. It's for our homeboys.
Yeah.
Closing words.
Closing words, I'd say that this event is going to be a non-hype event, where often you come to these events and the guys are trying to upsell you on the next step and this and that. I'm coming to give you raw information that I've learned over the years. Not that I'm some guru and professional, but I feel that I've earned my stripes. I've got enough properties to be able to say that I know how to do it. If a good deal comes past my nose, I'll smell it. If a good deal's around the corner, I'll smell it. I'll get it before other people will, because I'm hungry. And I think that's the main thing. I want to try and get people hungry to invest in their future. I want to try help people get out the rat race like I am. I'm trying to become financially free, and I'm on my way to do it. And that's not by working daily, it's by working smart. So I feel that I want to try help people change their mindset on how to create wealth. People are going getting pension funds and all the rest, and it makes me a little bit sad because 94% of people can't sustain their lifestyle on a pension. That's a hectic number. I mean, of course you'll get the guys with big pension funds, but they've had a lot of money to put into it. But if they put that same money into property utilizing leverage, I mean, property is one of the things you can get into. You can't go buy R1 million stock in the stock market without R1 million. But I can buy R1 million house with no money.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I'll get the same leverage as the guy in the stock market would get. He makes 6%, I'll make 6%. But he put in R1 million, I put in nothing. The bank helped me. And your tenants are your best friends. They're there to help you along the way. A lot of people are scared of tenants. I love my tenants. I thank God for my tenants. Look where my tenants have got me. I mean, this place is beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
And I don't pay. My tenants pay. And they're happy to pay because I give them good quality accommodation. I maintain the property and I treat them fair. So I feel that a lot of people are nervous to get into property about tenants. I can tell you that it's the biggest load of nonsense. I mean, you do get your few and far betweens that aren't so great. But you deal with them in a legal manner and you wean them out. with any business, if you get involved in security or hospitality, it's never smooth sailing the whole way. You'll have hiccups.
Yep.
But I can tell you, I've learned the ways to get over these speed bumps without ever having to stop. I know how to put these things in place. And you also get different things like rent masters, rental insurance. A lot of people don't know that. You can put a tenant in your property, get rental insurance on them, and you will guaranteed get your rent on the first, even if the tenant doesn't pay.
I didn't know that.
For 3 months, they will cover your rent
while
they evict the tenant. People don't know this, and it's like 4 or 5% of the rent. Come on.
Wow.
4 or 5%.
Without giving away too much information.
Yeah, okay, let's keep it down. I get excited.
Justin, I want to say thank you so much for your time.
Awesome.
Thank you for setting up the seminar so that we can come and we can learn from
you. Thank you. We're doing this together. Awesome.
Done.
Away.